This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's time for rollicking, rocking, happy birthday messages as we open up the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening. According to that guitar solo, would I be correct in assuming that that birthday message, the first one at least, is to Eddie Van Halen?
Indeed it is, sir. Yes.
How old is Eddie Van Halen?
62 today.
62. Now, I hope he's cleaned up his diet and lifestyle, because I remember years ago he was suffering from throat cancer or something.
Yeah, it was pretty scary there for a while, but he managed to get through it, and he's still making music today.
All right,
one of my favorites, one of my idols growing up.
Yeah. All right, well, another birthday today. In fact, the first birthday, actually, it's birthday zero. When you're born, aren't you 0 years old, right? You come in, you're zero?
Yeah, that's true, technically, right? Yes.
All right, remember our buddy Matt, who used to work with us here on the show?
I do, Matt.
Matt, congratulations. He's got a son now to follow up on his daughter. Caleb was born this morning. All is well.
So excellent.
Happy birthday, Caleb Falkowski.
There you go. Nice.
Life happens.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. How did that happen? Oh, we can't go into that right now. There are kids listening. Right? Okay. So let's see. This hour on the show, diabetes. We got questions of the day about toothpaste. Toothpaste questions. We don't get toothpaste questions all that often.
No.
So you stand by. I bet Superdon doesn't even know what I'm going to answer on that one, because you know the question.
Honestly, I don't. I have no clue.
I got a great, great response, and it's applicable and safe and everything. So babies listening to your moms and dads that want to give you safe toothpaste, we'll talk about that. Let's see. What are we going to open with today? Oh, yeah. Go to robertscottbell.com for the notes. You'll see you get an advanced preview of some of the stories we're covering. And if you ever want to ask a question, for those of you new listeners, you know who you are in St. Louis, Missouri, you can always go to robertscottbell.com, and basically you can submit a question or a comment right there on the website. You can find us on the social networks on Facebook. There is the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. There's also a Fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show on my personal page, too. And then Twitter, at RS Bell Media. And occasionally we do Facebook Lives and Periscopes. I know Cap Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, probably wants us to do more of them. But, I'm just an old generation Xer. Sometimes the video things, I go, I don't want to do a video right now. But eventually, I know, I'm going to be the pressure's on. I can feel it, Super Don.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. I don't want you.
Good response. Now, we do have diabetes stories. A couple of days ago, or was it yesterday? I can't remember. It was so cool to have Chris Barr.
A couple of days ago with Chris Barr, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm hoping I can get him on some more this week and next as he's passing through town. But diabetes, one of our top topics here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, you know, this is it's a devastating disease. And according to healthfinder.gov, a latest story here just came out, diabetes kills more Americans than it had been thought. They're saying that, we thought it was bad, but we didn't know it was this bad. Well, how bad is it? Well, according to government data, they're finding that diabetes causes 12% of all of the deaths in the United States. 12%. Over 1 out of every 10 people that die in America die due to diabetes. Isn't that stunning to think about that, Super Don?
That's crazy, because, yeah, I mean, you think about it. When they talk about the ones that you're supposed to be worried about, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cancer, right?
Yeah.
That's always the top of the list. Heart disease. But diabetes, I mean, it's very common. I mean, I'll bet you there isn't anybody out there that is not connected, either directly or indirectly to someone they know has diabetes. It's all over the place.
So the question is, what do you do? What do we do about it? Well, go back and listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can find them on GCN. Maybe your local affiliate has it. Or you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and, of course, SoundCloud. We have it linked up. And listen to these shows. Once a week for an hour, you all indulge me with Jonathan E. Mort, and we get to go a little bit more overtly political with him as we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But most of the time, we're doing health and healing, and of course, we apply those principles in health and healing into the body politic as well. Sometimes into the body economic, but mostly into the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, even the spiritual body, quite honestly, because we talk about the real root of disease is, there's spiritual toxicity. If you have a disconnect from the source of all sources, your creator, there's going to be a problem that'll manifest ultimately physically, if not emotionally and mentally. So we'll get there. But this is specific to diabetes. Now, if they say 12% of all deaths, back in the 1980s, they said it was only 4%. So it's tripled in that time. In fact, they say it's up 300% since the 1980s.
Well, like I was saying, you hear cancer and heart disease. Diabetes, according to this, is the third leading cause of death after cancer and heart disease. That's crazy.
Now, shouldn't it have been eradicated with the advent of Obamacare? We've had Obamacare for, 6 years now? Didn't get better? No? And so
we didn't have a diabetes moonshot. See, that's why.
All right. So Menudo Menendez from, what's his name, the Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey. Back off, buddy. Let Tom Price get in there because he knows more about recovering from diseases, including diabetes, than you will ever know. And, of course, they're only worried about, hey, you're going to cut money, you're going to cut this, you're going to cut that. It's like, dude, can we do it another way? It's not working. It didn't work when Bush was president. It didn't work when Obama was president. If you want health care, give a listen to somebody from the AAPS, the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons.
But what about leprosy?
Oh, yeah, of course. We have to know if immigrants are causing
leprosy. What about
leprosy?
Yeah, sir?
That's all they want to know. Right. go back and listen to the archives if you're not sure what Super Don is talking about. Just from yesterday.
They're like, why is he talking about leprosy?
Right, exactly. You're going to scratch your head and go, oh, that's why. Because these dunderheaded senators don't even know what they're asking just to try and discredit Tom Price before he gets into head the HHS. Which, by the way, I wouldn't mind if they eliminated that along with the FDA and the FTC and the FCC. But again, that's our libertarian DNA coming through. Now, this diabetes situation, very serious, 12% of all deaths here. What can we do? Well, in a dietary supplement perspective, we talked about the GTF chromium molecule, a whole food form of chromium, not a synthetic isolate, not a petrochemical combination with picolinic acid or anything like that. And I talk about it in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. So if you're not familiar with that book, Ty Bollinger and I, Robert Scott Bell, we wrote this together, and one of the most important chapters talks about chromium, because 100 micrograms three times a day, sometimes four in the most severe cases, can reverse type 2 diabetes. Not just treat it and manage it, but reverse it. I'm not going to go into heavy detail. You've got to go back to the archives at this point, and we'll cover it again in more detail, but I've got some more things I need to cover before then. And you'll find that, indeed, for pennies on the healthcare dollar, that's not healthcare when it's coming from Washington, D.C., we can reverse darn near 12%. Maybe it's 10% because I'm not sure what the percentage from type 2 to type 1, where we have to go next. But good news is we now have a pancreas theme song. So when we do a diabetes update, we've got a new song thanks to Super Don.
I am your pancreas, I'm about 6 inches long. I sit behind your stomach, across the back of your abdomen. So take care of your pancreas so it continues to work well, so your food keeps digesting and sends glucose to fuel your cells. I am your pancreas.
I think they were redlining on whatever that drum sound was in that song. But, oh, my gosh, a pancreas song. How great is that?
You know, you've been bugging. You always bug. Do you have a theme for...
Do we have
an avocado theme yet, Super Don?
You know what? You're not so super for no reason, right? You come up with these themes, you find them, and you deliver. So, secondary story on diabetes goes to type 1. We just talked about reversing type 2. Type 1 diabetes. This is a weird story. This is almost like a science fiction story. The headline reads, Type 1 diabetes, interspecies transplantation... maybe a viable treatment. I don't know. How many of y'all want a rat pancreas when yours wears out? Right? This is the thing. They're struggling with this, and I understand why they're struggling, because type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune reaction. The immune system attacks pancreatic cells responsible for the production of insulin. But as we talk about with the GTF chromium molecule, that's really the key for delivery of sugars into and out of the cell safely. It's not insulin. Insulin is just the truck that carries it. Without the chromium, you can't do much. So I've had people that had type 1 diabetes, and they've managed a lot of their insulin dependence by eating differently, of course. No refined carbs at all, but you got to be careful how to do this. And then they got on 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium four times a day. And they were able to manage their days when they had control over their diet and all in their environment without even resorting to insulin. Now, that's not something you take lightly. But I'm telling you, even that can be helped by minimizing your reliance on drugs or insulin by doing the chromium. But this focus is on how can we transplant, monkey pancreas into humans? They tested rats and mice, and they transgendered them too. But they put them on there. And you know, the thing that concerns me is that anytime you transplant an organ from one human to another, much less a monkey to a human, you're going to have to be put on immunosuppressive drugs so you don't reject the organ or the gland in this case. So this is concerning to me because it's not a solution, I don't believe, in reality, because when do they say you can get off the organ rejection drugs, which are basically immune suppression drugs, immune killer drugs? Super Don, have you ever met anybody that had an organ transplant that never had to take anti-rejection medicine?
No, there's always, what is it, interferon?
Well, whatever they're going to use, but it's chemo to kill the immune system. And when they do this, of course, they give rise to all kinds of infectious disease and future cancer. So the real answer to type 1 diabetes is to stop vaccinating kids. And don't tell me you're shocked when I say that. If you're a new listener, you might be, because I believe that the vast majority of type 1 diabetes autoimmune response is due to the adjuvants, the heavy metals that are included still today in childhood vaccination. By the way, there's a reversing of diabetes video in the video gallery on robertscottbell.com website, so go check it out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This is when your radio studio is not far enough away from the kids. Occasionally your teenager comes in and tries to give you a South Park update on the break. I'm like, no, I'm not talking about episode 20.
Well, okay,
whatever,
hold on. You can't tease us like that. What's the update?
Right. He was just saying, hey, there was an episode in the 20th season.
Is there a new episode?
And I don't even know if it's new. It was about, probably they were spoofing on Trump or something, or the election. So he's probably pre-election stuff. But
I'm a big fan. I didn't know they had any new episodes out recently, so I'll have to go check now.
He might just be catching up. He's way ahead of me, I'll say that.
Okay.
Hey, I bet you don't have a mushroom in my coffee update. Your theme song, right?
No, I don't. No. Do I need one?
No, and you're not going to lose your super status for not having one, because we didn't talk about that.
Right.
But we do have a coffee update. And honestly, if you think about it, and all y'all who love Super Don, you should ask him, why is there not a coffee theme song of some kind? Because you know how much Super D loves his coffee. So that's sort of inexcusable.
You know, we haven't actually talked about, we used to talk about coffee fairly regularly. And we haven't actually brought that topic up in quite a while.
Right. So, it's up now because there's an article here about mushroom coffee. Is it the next superfood trend? And, I'm just thinking mushroom coffee. Is it just coffee made from mushrooms, or is it mushrooms added to coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's actually coffee that has, like, the what are those mushrooms called? The reishi mushrooms?
Reishi mushrooms, okay, good.
Okay, and it's like a powdered extract that is added to the coffee. Now, I have not tried this yet, and I will tell you, did you know that I have some of that?
You had did my wife send you some?
Because yes, I haven't tried it yet because you know my routine is I get up, you know, coffee maker or stuff. It's instant, so you're supposed to just put it in hot water. So I haven't used it yet.
Okay.
But and maybe I should have in preparation. For this.
In fact, I'm going to have you brew it up at the bottom of the hour because you got to try some. You
know, okay.
We got to have some real time stuff.
I'll
we're
going to
talk about mushroom coffee, and you can't talk about it.
All right. So live. See, this will be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We're actually going live on the radio tonight.
Right.
I will take a sample of the mushroom coffee and report back as to what I think.
Right. So, you know, I know that there are some, like, multi-level companies that are pushing mushroom coffee, and we've got, I guess there's some direct sales ones, too. This one's coming out of Finland. It's a Finnish company. But they're not putting white buttons and portobellos in there, are they? I thought it was racist.
No, it's not, like, floating around in the coffee like
yeah, like
marshmallows or something. That'd be kind of gross, probably.
I just got to remember but not to use the mushroom coffee for coffee enemas because, you know, the mushroom.
You know, and listen, I will tell you something. When I got the box, okay, and I'm going through, you know, it's like Christmas every time that you guys send me one of these things, and I'm going through it, and I see this box, and I'm like, oh, cool. This has coffee on it. I'm like, yay. And I open it up, and I'm looking. It's in these little packets, and I'm going, all right. So this little packet here probably would make about maybe a half of a cup that I would normally drink, right?
Right.
And then a little light bulb went on. I went, wait a minute. Are these like little coffee enema packets?
Mm. No. See,
are you like trying to tell me something here? Here's your, you can drink it if you want to, but I'm thinking, why does it come in these little tiny packets?
Yeah, no. I don't know. I mean, like I said, you get care packages sometimes, and I don't even know sometimes.
But then I was thinking, you know what? You probably don't want to use mushroom coffee for enemas. So, but maybe you could. I don't know.
Listen, if you're in the wild, what do mushrooms grow on? A lot of them, right?
Oh, right.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, it's like, what's that growing out of your bottom? No, don't put it there. Do real organic coffee for that. Anyway. All right. So, anyway, yes, these mushrooms have genuine medicinal value. And if you're drinking a good, clean coffee and adding some reishi mushrooms things, you could have some immunomodulatory impact that is of a positive response. I could say it'd be okay. I haven't explored it in depth, so to speak, but
it sounds interesting.
Stay tuned, because Super Don's going to brew some up on the break, and we're going to hear his perception of a mushroom coffee from a coffee aficionado. He's not a coffee snob, but he appreciates coffee a lot.
I do.
Right?
I do.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to some questions of the day from you. We got one from Jamie. We got one from Jana. And then we got an 11-year-old. I have an 11-year-old, but this 11-year-old got in big trouble in Texas for bringing a treat or treats into school, in the class. I thought it's okay. Texas, you can't do that? We're going to find out what that is afterwards as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The circle of life, you know, we joyously announced the birth of a baby, right? You know, our buddy Matt has a little boy now to add to his little girl. And I just learned now that my good friend, and you know him if you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Richard Thomas from R. Thomas and Sons Restaurant, just passed away yesterday in his 80s. He was dealing with some health challenges. And, oh my gosh, you know, this man made so many children smile over the years, and adults too, in Atlanta that would go to his restaurant, you know, from his humble beginnings and successes with Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants, and then when he connected with Donna Gates and transformed his life, his health, his restaurant, and began to offer organic, clean foods 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and always greeted you with a smile and a bird. And God bless Richard Thomas and your family. I'm so sad to hear that you're not with us anymore, that my next visit to Atlanta, I won't see your smiling face. But, you know, the joy that you have brought to so many people will not be forgotten. I just pray that somebody's there to keep the legacy alive and the birds going and happy, too. So, Richard Thomas, we love you. I know you're listening around the, wherever you are. It's in a great place, and there are lots of birds that are happy to see you on the other side as well. So, there we go. You know, the circle of life. We got new babies on the show we hear about, and then others transition and move on. Getting a big hug from my son right now. Thanks, kid. Thanks, Elijah. All right, deep breath, everybody. And, you know, all of you who knew Richard, I know there's a little sadness because we'll miss him, but I have no concern for him, his soul, where he is right now. Because he's a good man. And he, like I said, he fed a lot of people good food. And he brought a lot of light and love and laughter to the folks of Atlanta and anybody who passed through Atlanta. So I got to process this. I just learned about it as we're on the air here, folks. You know, our Thomas, may it continue. And if I can do anything on this end, you know, I will. All right, Super D, back to the show as scheduled here. And we may do a retrospective. In fact, find an archive where we were broadcasting live from R. Thomas and an interview that we did with him. We might have to air that, maybe even this weekend.
We'll talk absolutely. About that. Let's do it. Let's do it for sure.
Okay, so did you brew up the mushroom coffee?
Well,
the mushroom coffee?
What I did, and like I said, this is instant coffee. Now, I've never been a big fan of instant coffee. It's just, listen, it's not the same as brewed coffee, right?
Right. No, I mean, it's just not. That's a starting point. We acknowledge that, right? We're not going to,
you know,
it's not a gourmet. Fresh percolated kind of thing.
No, it's not. And I don't know whether I added enough water or whatever here and stuff like that. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I didn't like croak and fall over, and I didn't spit it across the room. But it's, you know, it's okay. Now, also, I am not one of those guys who drinks just a cup of Joe. It's not like John Wayne coffee, right? You know, I always add something to it. So I might hear before the show's over, maybe kind of just doctor just a little bit here.
Okay.
But you know, it's coffee. It's organic coffee.
Nice.
And it's got the mushroom stuff in there. There's no mushrooms floating in it. So
okay.
I mean, we're good there. I don't know. I mean, I don't see have a problem with it. What I would like to do is find a way to make a brewed coffee.
Mm-hmm.
With the same stuff in it, whether you got it separately as a powder or something that you added to the coffee or something like that.
Sure.
I think for a true coffee connoisseur, you're really not going to move in the direction of an instant coffee if you can figure out a way to do it brewed.
It's an on-the-go, you're turning your coffee and feeling better about drinking it because there's medicinal mushrooms in it. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay.
I think
Listen, I appreciate you doing that because I don't know. I'm not, again, I like coffee. I don't drink it much. I utilize it for other purposes, but I appreciate a good cup of coffee. And I guess if it's getting people to drink a more medicinal brew, I could be for that. I could support that. So in that regard, we'll move on from there. Now, we do have questions of the day coming in through the website. I mentioned all our new listeners. You can go to robertscottbell.com and submit your question or comment. And, you know, there is a theme for that. So Super Don's not on the hook for this one because he's already done it and has done it years and years and years ago.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Our first question of the day comes from Jamie. Jamie asks, hi, Robert. I was hoping you could tell me what type of toothpaste would be safe for my 18-month-old son to use. What, on his one tooth? Wait, no, you probably have more teeth than that at 18 months. Super Don, you remember, you got your grandkids. They got a mouthful of teeth yet?
18 months.
How old are they?
See, that's 12, year and a half. Yeah, you're gonna have more than one.
Yeah, well, okay, all right, so more than one tooth. Just kidding, Jamie, just kidding. It's been a while since I had an 18-month-old. All right, so they want she wants her 18-month-old to use a toothpaste that he, because he's not able to spit it out at this point. So she's worried about swallowing it, right? And, yo, this is good. I'm glad you're asking the question, of course, because There's some things in toothpaste you do not want to swallow in commercial toothpaste. She says, I've been researching for a while, but I'm not sure what to do since I've read baking soda could be bad for his gut flora. Yeah, well, baking soda will alter the pH significantly, especially in a baby. Might not be a great idea unless there's a specific medicinal reason to do it that I don't think at this point that would be needed or warranted. She says, also, I've been researching bentonite clay, but I'm also hesitant since I've read about trace amounts of lead and aluminum in it. So far, all I've been doing is brushing with water and or coconut oil, but I'm not sure that's sufficient. Your thoughts would be greatly appreciated. I just purchased your new book. I guess it's Unlock the Power to Heal, and I'm looking forward to reading it. Thanks. All right, Jamie, that's an interesting question. You know, we get a lot of kind of repeat questions, especially for adults with GI issues, so I'm glad we're asking a question here about a baby and the potential risk of ingesting toothpaste. Since you're already on the coconut oil, I like that a lot. Water, of course, and a brush. You know, just the act of brushing a tooth can do a lot. What I would add to this, Super Don, do you know what I'm going to add to the coconut oil for her that's safe to swallow?
Because
I knew this was going to be a challenge because you had no idea where I'm going with this, but maybe you come.
Okay, let's do a little game here. So, you're going to add this to it for what purpose?
Well, for the medicinal properties of, gum health and tooth health, basically. Oral health, oral hygiene, because she's wanting to brush the teeth and doesn't want the kid to swallow. You know, a lot of there's fluoride, there's, who knows right. What else they put in. Could they put polysorbate 80 in it, for all I know? Certainly sodium lauryl sulfate. I mean, there's some nasty stuff in
there. So what you would add to it is for medicinal purposes, not
cleansing.
For cleansing.
Not for what? Yeah.
Not for taste, right? No, okay.
Well, it could be for taste, too. Yeah, could be.
Okay. All right. Would it be silver?
No, not necessarily. No. You could do that. You could put a drop of silver. It's not necessary, but that wasn't where I was going. But that's right. A reasonable, guess.
The other thing I was thinking is you could add some stevia to it.
Yeah, I guess you could for the sweetness, right. But that's not where I'm going. I mean, see, the kids...
Toothpaste recipes with Dawn and Robert.
At 18 months, I'm not so concerned whether it has a good flavor or not.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. All right, I give up. What would you add to it?
Essential oil. A drop of an essential oil.
Listen, Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Has talked to us about essential oils. And listen, we hear about these things all the time. I really don't know a lot about them.
Right. So now you want a food grade, an edible grade, and some of these companies don't do that. So you want to be careful. I know our friends at Epigenetic Labs with their essential oils. I have no problem. I put a drop in my water, switch it directly in my mouth. Or I oil pull. When I do oil pulling, I'll do the coconut oil and I'll swish it around with some drop or two of different, like I can do clove oil. You can do essential oil of peppermint. There are different things you can do. And peppermint's great. Of course, these essential oils are very strong, so you don't need much. You could take, the coconut oil and or water, put a drop in it, and just take a little bit out of it on the toothbrush, touch the toothbrush to it, and use that. And there would be no issue with swallowing that small quantity that they're going to get. And there are very medicinal therapeutic cleansing benefits for the gums, health for the teeth, and, of course, to eradicate any potential of decay, so to speak. So there you go, Jamie. That's my answer to you. You may have another answer. Anybody that are out there are toothpaste or powder aficionados for 18-month-old kids that swallow it. If you want to chime in, call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Leave a message if we're not on the air. Or go to robertscottbell.com and tell me I'm full of it, or just say, hey, that was a good idea, but I've got a better one. You can do that. All right, second question of the day is coming from Jonna. Jonna. Hello, RSBNT. My name is Jonna. Yeah, you said that. No, I said that, yes. And I was hoping to get your thoughts on structured water. Thank you. All right. This is a bigger question. I'm going to only have a couple of minutes at the most to answer it. And, when we talk about structured water, it's hard to define your terms. Because water is what? H2O, at its purest sense, two hydrogens and an oxygen. If you're talking about structuring it, how is it structured in space? I guess if it's frozen, it's structured a little different than when it's liquid and steam. But I get the concept of structuring water, right? If you vortex water, you will alter something about it. But I don't know if it can be measured and validated with traditional instrumentation to say, look, that water is different structure-wise. But it can carry atomic energy signatures that are different when you convert it, for instance, into a homeopathic remedy, right? But you're adding something to the water, but through the process of serial dilution and succussion, you are changing it, and it's a communication tool. It's a transfer of energy and information at that point. Now, the work of Dr. Emoto was interesting because as he looked at the structure of water, the crystallization that would happen when frozen and taken, you know, photographed, polluted water looked radically different than pristine, clean water. Water that was prayed over looked radically different than water that was screamed at with hateful epithets, right? If you start, you know, if you don't like Donald Trump and you take that out on your water and you take a picture of it, it crystallizes different. So energy impacts the form, if you will, of these crystalline structures. That's why even if you don't purify something, it's good to give it love and it will nourish you a lot more. But I'm also not saying that you can just pray away toxic poisons. That is not, because there's irresponsibility in that to say, hey, I don't need to eat any different. I'll just pray the McDonald's burger out of my system before it hurts me. No. That you're asked to do a little bit more than that. But in terms of water and ionization, the Echo water system does alter the water for the better. But the key is that we can medicinally value and validate is the release of molecular hydrogen in the water. We talked to Angie, the wife of Chris Barr, a couple of nights ago about this very thing, how the Echo water reversed her fibromyalgia. Pretty profound. Go to robertswater.com, download the book for free, learn about it, validate it, and then get some for yourself. We'll be back to find out what happened to that 11-year-old in Texas and the treats after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, yeah, it's a bit of a melancholy moment, learning of the passing of Richard Thomas, our Thomas Deluxe in Atlanta. But I have great joy for having known him. So, I'm not totally down. It's just the fact that next visit to Atlanta, I won't be able to see him, won't be able to bring my kids to see him, and the bird, oh, gosh, that... hurts my heart a little bit, but I'm very pleased with him, and I know he's flying with the birds right now and having a great time soaring through the world of God. So we'll continue our discussion of that, and maybe we have some encore presentation. I'm going to get some interviews with Richard that we've aired over the years live from our Thomas coming up, so stick around for that. Super D, are you still drinking the mushroom coffee?
I'm working on it. I think the final verdict on this for me is I've got to add something to it because I'm not man enough to drink this black. it's okay. But what I do want to do is I'm going to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Patsy Cable.
Uh-huh.
She is always messaging me stuff about what it is that's going on. She's listening. She's probably listening right now. So thank you, Patsy. For the message here on the coffee, she was saying that she actually adds reishi mushroom to her ground coffee.
Oh, that's a better idea than making it in.
Totally.
I like that. Yeah.
Totally. And she also made mention of some other mushroom tincture cordyceps.
Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, that I got to try. I think we'll have to postpone this and try it again with the brewed coffee, and I'll give you my verdict.
All right. Hey, Patsy, thanks for the suggestion and sharing that. I really appreciate that. It's very nice. And I love our listeners for doing things like that for us, and especially for you.
We love the interaction. Yeah. We do. We appreciate it, for sure.
Otherwise, we're just lonely.
I know, we're just talking to each other, blah, blah, blah.
Two lonely
blah,
guys,
blah.
Right? So here's the final story of the day, 11-year-old. Like, my daughter's 11. I mean, how often at her school do kids, like for birthdays, they'll bring in a treat, right? Most schools have that. Apparently, this 11-year-old got in trouble. This is in Texas. The Wise County Sheriff's Office is investigating this case of an 11-year-old. Why? Because apparently he... This Texas boy brought in Rice Krispies treats, happened to be baked with apparently cannabis. There was some cannabis oil in it. I don't know if he got mom's stash or if he knew what he was doing at 11. I don't know. I mean, I would be hard pressed to think of an 11-year-old that says, "Hey, yeah, I'm going to brew up some fried brownies." You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the sheriff, what did the sheriff say? This is weird, Super Don. Do you see what
this is strange? Said? This is one of the reasons why this story stuck out for me is because you got this kid.
Yeah,
he's in Texas. Okay, mm-hmm. Texas is not a cannabis friendly state.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Wise County Sheriff makes a statement. Here's the quote.
Yeah.
I believe that they all knew it had some content of a drug that would help make them drunk.
What?
And I'm looking at that. I'm like, drunk,
dude. You don't get. Do you get drunk?
I've never heard anybody.
Rice Krispie treats with cannabis? No.
Cannabis doesn't make you drunk. I don't know. Yeah, interesting. It's the county sheriff.
Lane Aiken. I think he needs to work up on what does what to what, because it's, you know, if you had alcohol-soaked Rice Krispie treats, of course, if you bake them, that would evaporate the alcohol.
That could make you drunk.
But if they're raw, yeah, that could make an 11-year-old drunk. But cannabis, no. You know, the thing is, this is where we need to be, moms and dads, if you're giving kids access to the cannabis, make sure it's only CBD. Because they can't get high or drunk. And if they happen to consume some, they might... Why is my fifth grade class asleep right now? Little Johnny, what did you put on those Rice Krispie treats? Right? They'd nap. That would be the worst that would happen.
I got a theory here as to why this Aiken guy would refer to the use of cannabis making you drunk.
Yeah, why? Why?
Because there's something's missing there. I'm going to guess, number one, this guy is not a fan of cannabis.
Yeah, probably not.
Which makes sense, North Texas.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know why he blamed for this kid bringing these Rice Krispie treats with cannabis in? You know what he blamed it on?
No, what did he blame it on?
Colorado.
Okay, it's all Colorado's for it.
He blamed Colorado. Now, we're talking about 800 miles away.
Right.
For Rice Krispie treats.
Blame Colorado. Right. So we got 11-year-olds smuggling Rice Krispie treats with cannabis on it from Colorado to fifth grade classes in Texas. No, I don't think so. This is a one-off. Snap, crackle, and pop. That's what it is. It's called, I guess. And kids, don't do what that kid did. And find out what mom and dad knew about this. In the meantime, you can get the good CBD from CV Sciences plus CBDoil.com. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. The power to heal is yours.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.